With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Officials from the U.S. and China support a call between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping to smooth the relationship between the two countries. The agreement comes from a meeting held Wednesday in Beijing between National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and a top Chinese official. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro are taking to the streets to revive protests disputing election results.
The demonstrations in the capital, Caracas, come exactly a month after the fraught July 28th vote, in which Maduro was declared the winner despite strong evidence that opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez won by a nearly 2-1 margin. In weeks of on-again, off-again demonstrations, the opposition's rallying cry has been constant, but so far, ineffective. Opponents are demanding that election officials publish results from each polling station that they say would expose Maduro's attempts to steal the election. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel launches a major military operation in the West Bank that's killed at least 10 Hamas militants to prevent attacks on Israeli civilians. Also at SRNnews.com, aid is coming to flood-ravaged areas of Vermont.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it has opened disaster recovery centers in Vermont to help residents and communities hit hard by violent flooding on July 9 through 11th. Governor Phil Scott says he sought another federal disaster declaration on Wednesday for the second bout of severe flooding that occurred at the end of last month. Officials say the state is also providing $7 million in grants to businesses and nonprofits damaged by this year's flooding. Keith Peters reporting.
Centers for Disease Control says five more people have died from listeria bacteria contamination linked to Boar's Head deli meat. This is SRN News. A new report on evangelism in North America.
The Lausanne Movement's State of the Great Commission study reveals some troubling facts. For one thing, over 50% of pastors say their congregation considers spreading the gospel to be optional. And only about one-third of those clergymen say they think their parishioners believe that they're actually prepared to evangelize if the mood strikes them. These findings seem to explain in part the decline in Christianity all across North America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood is challenging Missouri over a new law that kicked the organization out of the Medicaid program. Planned Parenthood Great Plains and Planned Parenthood Great Rivers are filing complaints with the state's Administrative Hearing Commission. At issue is a new measure that would ban Medicaid funding from going to Planned Parenthood. The law aims to make it illegal for Missouri's Medicaid program to reimburse Planned Parenthood for carrying out abortions. This is SRN News. The high cost of caring for kids and the elderly has become a hot topic in the presidential race. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Families are looking for relief from the high cost of caring for children. On this topic, the Democratic and Republican tickets for president have one main commonality. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have supported a higher child tax credit. As one of her first campaign policy announcements, Harris said that she had worked to expand the tax credit as much as $3,600 per child and $6,000 in a baby's first year. Trump has declined to say how he would make caregiving more affordable this time around. But Congress expanded the child tax credit when he was president, and his running mate supports doing it again. In Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
Apple's laying off about 100 employees. The Verge reports the tech giant started to notify workers in its books and news sectors of cuts. The layoffs are primarily in its services division, which also includes Apple TV and Apple Music. More details at SRNnews.com.